answering.
Okay. So I'm hearing, first of all, I'm not entirely sure that your ruling that the second motion that Lydia made could not come to the floor is correct, because it seems to me
I didn't say it couldn't come to the floor. I said it wasn't on the floor.
I'm sorry, what are you interrupting me to say?
That I didn't say that it couldn't come to the floor. I said that it wasn't on the floor.
Oh. All right, George. I don't know that your position is correct, because it seems to me that if we're talking about restarting restarting or adjusting or doing a third set of bylaws, the most drastic of those, if you will, which is the third, because it requires a two-thirds vote that we don't know that we're going to get, should be the first item that we discuss. And if we decide, and then we move on to the other possibilities. But you and Lydia are saying different things at different times, because if we have to adjust the notice date, then we have to, because I do not believe this card was playing on all five stations, and I didn't just listen to the AI. I do not believe the card was playing on all five stations, which means we're already not adhering to the timeline. If we're going to adjust the notice date on the, quote, back end, that means we're changing the voting date of the PMB. So you said, no, it doesn't really change anything. I think Lydia said it does change. I mean, the fact is it does change it. It changes the entire timeline. So whether or not it's been posted on 15 lists or the fact that we know it's on Pacifica.org, it still has to be adjusted. And it is far less confusing to people to say, you know, within a week of them of us beginning a 45-day period to be followed by an up to 60-day period, it is far more reasonable to say, let's stop now and make the adjustment instead of, well, let's run this one out and then we'll, you know, maybe do another one. I mean, it takes time. So the stations have things to do other than going through endless rotations of 45 days playing an announcement about bylaw changes.
This is Lydia. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were through.
So, yes, we're definitely, in answer to Nancy's, I think Nancy's question was, are we adjusting the timeline? And are we possibly looking at the holiday season? It is very likely. But, you know, we in New York can't manage to get even the quorum sometimes when it's not holiday season. So I don't know that really makes a difference. If folks want to get these bylaws changes in, they'll show up.
Lydia.
Yes, I just spoke to John Proffitt, and he had sent the original notice on time. He sent a reminder yesterday, and tomorrow he will find out and have them verify whether they are running the cart. So, and if so, when they started running the cart. So we will have that confirmation from the general managers, which again, since this was just last Friday, you're talking about only a few days, hopefully. Because the announcement of the cart, by the way, as required by the bylaws, simply says there's a bylaws calendar now, go visit Pacifica.org. That's it. These are not time-consuming cards. That is all that's required by the bylaws or the managers to play. So hopefully we'll have that confirmation, and that will be minimal. And I think that if we could make the third calendar fit so that when the new PMBs, new LSBs are seated in December, and all the LSBs are to be seated in December, that at that same meeting, everyone's there because they're about to be seated, and that's the perfect time to approve bylaws. For that second cycle, that third cycle.
Did anyone else want to speak to this?
Yes.
I'm sorry? I didn't hear anybody. If you want to speak to it, please say so now.
Yeah, Nancy wanted to say, what I don't like, and we did it one time, where the new LSBs were seated, ascended, and then they had to vote on bylaws, and they didn't know what the heck everything was. And I hate for that to happen again.
Okay, can we take a vote on?
No, I'd like to speak.
Who's that?
Serene.
Okay, so correcting what Lydia said, the voting has to be done. The final voting has to be done by the same bodies that began it. So we can't have the new delegates voting on stuff that was discussed and deliberated on by the previous board. You understand? It has the cycle, the bylaw cycle, has to be completed using the same bunch of people that it began. We can't switch off in midstream.
As I understand it, what we're voting on is the substitute motion by Lydia to push back the end of the notice date to enough days to allow for 45 days of actual notice of the bylaws being posted. It's unless someone else wants to speak to that, I don't want to go take a vote on that. Okay, let me bring up the committee list. I think it will work from the back.
No, I have a question, George. We're voting on Lydia's amendment, substitute amendment. Okay.
Yes. I think I'll do it in the opposite order. So a yes vote is to approve Lydia's substitute, a no vote is not. If that fails, we will go on to talk about the main motion, which was green. So, Margie Wilkinson.
I abstain. This is Lydia. Sorry, I got knocked off.
Okay.
We're voting on my amendment?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But I decided to start
that. That's not an amendment.
It's a substitute motion, actually. I called it a substitute motion.
Okay. The first one, the one we're voting on, the one for to contact the GMs and so forth?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I vote yes. Okay.
Wait a minute. Okay. Marty will
be. He didn't call you yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's okay. She wasn't here for that. John Wenger?
Abstain.
Nancy? O'Brien Allen Kelly?
No. Nancy votes no.
Green Roberts?
No.
Green?
I vote no.
I got it. Lawrence Reyes? Lawrence? Can't hear you, Lawrence. Let's see, I vote yes. Tony Norman? Tony? Can't hear you.
Tony abstain.
Pat Logan? Joseph Kay? Logan here, Logan?
No.
Jose Luis Fuentes Roman? Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll call you back after the Benito Diaz. Mal Bernstein.
Yes.
Steve Brown, Virginia Browning, Lydia Berzon.
Yes.
Okay. So the vote is 4-3 with 3 abstentions. The motion passes. The substitute motion passes. We now need to vote on it as the main motion. I'll just call the roll again. Sorry, but that's the procedure. Margie Wilkinson?
Yes.
John Wenger?
Abstain.
Nancy Severin Aratomi?
Yes.
Serena Roberts?
No.
Lawrence Reyes? I vote yes.
Lonnie Lawrence, yes.
I'm sorry, Lawrence Batcher. Tony Norman?
Yes.
Pat Logan, Joseph K., William Hillogan?
No.
Jose Luis Fuentes Roman, Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Yes.
Benito Diaz, Mal Bernstein?
Yes.
Steve Brown, Virginia Browning, Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Lynn Elias? Okay, the vote is 8-2.
George, Nancy, I misunderstood. We're voting on Lydia's motion? Amendment? Nancy, no, I want to change your vote. I misunderstood.
Okay. The vote is then 7-3. The motion passes. And we will recommend that to the PNB. I will send a note of the action here to the PNB to do that. The next item on the agenda is...
George?
Yes?
Yeah, this is Lydia. Yeah, I've been trying to send this, the motion by, which I'm now calling substitute motion to adjust second ballot, but, and I realized that I don't have everyone's email addresses, and I couldn't find an email that had all of the members on it. So I am going to, when you receive it, if you could send it to the rest of the committee. I had about 4 addresses. Okay.
Is Publis working? I assumed that it was.
George?
Yes?
Good night.
Good night, Mal.
Bye. Good night, Mal.
Lydia, did you want that considered now under this bylaws discussion?
The third ballot?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. It's certainly germane to the topic. Let me see if I've got it.
Lydia.
Yeah.
Why is that a good use of time, since the PNB would have to approve it by 2/3 anyway?
I feel that it would, but obviously...
No, I'm saying, so why is it a good use of committee time to even discuss it?
Well, that's true of everything this committee does. All it does is pass things to recommend it. When we get to the committee motions, we'll pass it or not pass it. It's true of everything this committee does. The PNB has to approve it or vote it down.
Well, yeah, but I mean, particularly in... Okay. It just doesn't... We have... less than half an hour to go and several other things.
Right. Well, we've already discussed it. I don't feel the need to talk about it anymore. We can go to a vote if necessary.
I've ruled that it's in order to discuss this. It's certainly germane to what we have been discussing.
I didn't ask for a ruling. I was just asking Lydia her opinion.
Okay. Well. Okay, so I have it here. Let me forward it to the GovList. It's the only thing I have that that I think everybody's getting. But I'll read it. I'm sorry, Lydia, but I don't see a motion in this. Oh, this is not today.
No, you don't have it. I haven't sent it. No, my motion is simply for the PNB to vote for a third ballot and timeline for bylaws amendment. That's it. In this calendar year. That's the end of the motion, and then when we bring it to the PNB, I will have worked out the dates, but...
So it's to recommend that the PNB vote for a third ballot in this year. Is that correct?
Right.
With a timeline to be determined subsequently.
Yeah, that's it.
You'll put together. Okay, so that's the motion. If anyone want to speak for or against that?
This is doing.
I think we have.
Go ahead.
As much as I think that there are things that we can accomplish by way of bylaw amendments this year, We have elections. I understand one station has more than 100 candidates. We're going to have stations in fundraising mode. We're going to have the generic election cards. We're going to have the individual candidate cards. We're going to have on-air debates. And to add a second requirement of airplay 3 times a day, which is what the notice requirement is, 3 times a day for a second 45-day period in the next, 4 months that we have, this is just not reasonable to me.
Anyone else want to speak to this?
Yeah, John Wenger.
John, go ahead.
I agree with Serene. This is way too crowded. Before, Serene was actually skeptical that any state would get to 100 candidates. We did. And so we really need all the time we can to make this election a success. So I strongly agree with Serene.
Anybody else want to speak to this?
Well, this is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay. So the issue is that everyone that wants to make bylaws, haven't done it. We have a number of new members on the PMB, at least one of whom wishes to, didn't make the notice date, blah, blah. And others may now have their interest piqued. We have all of our documents in for the election. That period is over. But these cards are not like the election cards. I mean, they take a couple of seconds. How long does it take to say, go to the Pacifica website to see the third balloting period of the bylaws? That's it. How long did that take me to say that? That's all that's required by the bylaws. That's it.
I have a question, Lydia. When is your sense of when this would begin, this new bylaws cycle?
My sense was, I would like to speak to something, because Celine said it would be like a whole new board. Well, the directors would not be new in December, for sure, and the LSB members hopefully we'll be paying attention to what's going on at the station. They're members and they're candidates, and they hopefully will have attended the other voting of the other cycle of bylaws as well. And so these are not complicated issues. Sometimes they're minor adjustments that have to be made. Sometimes they're more than that. They can also listen to the debate by the current PMB. So nothing is catastrophic in this regard. So my inclination is to what I will do is go backwards from when the LSBs need to be seated in December and count backwards the dates. There'll be some overlap, but it's not, again, not catastrophic. And doesn't interfere with the elections.
So you're... Since then, the notice date would be prior to the completion of the bylaws amendment date of the present cycle.
There would be some carryover to that. I mean, it's not that confusing. We can chew gum and walk at the same time. I mean, because by the time the PMB passes the bylaws, what happened last time? We had a number of bylaws amendments, and one survived? And there was only one bylaws amendment to be passed by the LSB. That's all that survived the PMB. I do not expect there to be a swarm of bylaws amendments for the LSB to vote on. So it's mostly up to us as directors. So.
Okay.
I'm good.
Okay. Anybody want to speak to this who hasn't spoken?
Yeah, William, okay. Back.
William, go ahead.
Yeah, by December, wouldn't December meeting, wouldn't we be seating new delegates, so it is new people voting?
Okay, as I said,
anything about it?
Why wouldn't they? We wouldn't have had the discussions with the old board anyway. Why would we have had a discussion by the LSB about your bylaws prior to the balloting coming up? I don't get it. And other than KPSK,
I didn't hear George ask you to respond. And what I said was,
I thought you were directing the question at me since I had just spoken.
No,
I apologize.
No, I'm just saying. I would think that in December, any people that have been elected will be seated, and those people may or may not know anything about this. So it like sort of defeats the purpose. They'll just be, you know, voting on something they don't understand. So I think that's the same as carrying it over into January. Those people worried about new directives. So I'm totally against it.
Anyone else want to speak to?
Yes. Nancy.
Yes, Nancy.
Yes. Can we? I would like us to. I'd like to make a motion that we vote on this again.
We haven't voted on it yet.
Yes.
We haven't. I'm sorry.
This is Lydia's second motion.
Yes. So.
And I'd like to second.
I'll get you in a moment, sir. Is there anyone else who hasn't spoken who would like to speak? Go ahead, Serene.
Okay. So, you know, there's the perspective of the people in governance, for whom, and certainly people who've been in governance for a long time, where we're familiar with the bylaws and we're familiar with some of the problems that have come as a result of the bylaws, and we think we have fixes and so on and so forth. Okay. And then there's the perspective of the average listener who is not necessarily passionate about governance or does not really care, as long as when they turn on the radio, the programs that they value are there. And then there's the perspective of the staff, and not everybody has a traffic department, but essentially those people have an awful lot of stuff to throw into the mix. So to say about having to play a card, whether it's 15 seconds or 55 seconds, having to play a card three times a day for 45 days and to go through that process twice, you know, in 5 months when we're also doing the election stuff and there's actually, you know, real programming that we want to do in between. I just don't think it's as dismissible as it's being treated. It is extra work. It is extra time. It does add up.
This is Lydia to the set.
And I would actually ask, and maybe we can get this by Thursday when the board meets, but I am certain that I'm not a California law expert, but I am fairly certain that the same LSBs, or same delegate assemblies, if you will, that are seated at the time that the bylaw amendment procedure begins, is the same group of people who have to vote on the final. I don't believe we can just switch off in December. So I would ask that that be checked before we go further with this third bylaw proposal. Amendment proposal this year. It's crazy.
This is Lydia.
Yeah, John to the queue.
And then John.
Okay, so I'm not tied to the December. I could do it to November if people don't mind overlapping. But I don't really need to do more bylaws amendments. I got my primary bylaws amendments in. I could think, you know, I always have, you know, how many I've done in the past few years that haven't passed. I could resurrect all of them. That would be another dozen. So I'm happy if there's another cycle, but I that's not a big deal for me because I got the main ones I got in on time on the notice date. So I'm only responding to those who might have had other bylaws amendments that they wanted to get on, and that was why there was this push to move the thing back. There might not be any directors that want to do that. That's fine. But at least it's an option that's out there, and we know that it's possible. So I could start the timetable that by the end of November, these get voted. It would be almost simultaneous, and it could be the same cart even. Wow. So that's not, again, not brain surgery. I'm trying to facilitate the needs of others. My bylaws amendments got in, so this is not like a personal thing on my part, or need to have that third one. We can just not have it. Okay, that's it. But I'm going to vote for it so that there are options. I'm very big on flexibility and options to the degree possible. Thank you.
John?
Whether or not Serena is correct about the bylaws requiring the same people to vote on them as initiate them, I think that the principle of good governance also bears on this issue. Voting on bylaws requires experienced board members, both on the PNB and on the local boards. If we just don't want a bunch of beginners in there doing this, because frankly, they're minimally competent. KPFK is going to elect their entire board, so you got a whole 24 virgins in there. It's just the wrong thing to do. We need experienced people. It's just the wrong thing to have a whole bunch of bylaws come in at this phase of the 3-year terms of the boards. This is something that reasonably should be done by people who had a year's experience on the board. And I think it's foolhardy to entrust it to a bunch of beginners. So I'm going to vote no for that reason.
Okay, can we go to a vote on this? Any objection to going to a vote on this?
But George, can you reiterate the motion? Because it's gotten confused with a timeline that has not been produced. My motion was strictly for a third ballot, that's all.
Yes, the Governance Committee recommends to the PNB that they approve a third ballot in this year, a third ballot for bylaws amendments in this year. And you would provide a timeline at the time that this happens to the PNB. Is that correct, Lydia?
That's correct.
Okay.
I have a point of information.
Yes, Kim.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Am I being recognized? Because I can barely hear you. Anyway, I told you that.
Yes, you are.
You speaking to me?
Yes, go ahead.
It would be helpful if you used my name when you were recognizing me, because I can't hear you very well. I established that at the beginning of the meeting. My point of information is, where can we get information about whether or not we can have overlapping bylaw amendment periods? Because with us having already to adjust the current, in quotes, current timeline because of the lack of cosplay, we will be finished after the current date is maybe up to mid-October or something. So where can I get information about whether or not you can have a third one that begins before the second one ends?
This is Lydia.
Restriction is in the bylaws.
That's right.
And I can forward that and show you how that's listed. But as far as I know, there is no restriction like that. And there's no restriction that the people who are proposing the bylaws have to also be, or the term of the people who are proposing the bylaws has to be such that the same people are going to vote on the bylaws. However, I do agree with Serena and John that that's a good idea. I will actually vote against this. I can't do anything more with your request for information, Serena. Is there any other objection to going to a vote on this?
This is Lydia.
Lydia, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to read the bylaw section. The only thing that refers to ballots, this is, unless the board by a two-thirds vote decides otherwise, there shall be a maximum of 2 ballots per calendar year related to the amendment of the foundation's bylaws, which annual voting period shall be determined by the board. That's it.
Yep. I think that's right. It's not prohibited, in my opinion. It's just a bad idea.
Okay.
Yes.
Any objection to going to a vote on this? Which is to say, if you want to speak again about it, say so now. If not, we'll vote. Okay. I'll take it from the top on this one. Lorna Elias, Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Virginia Browning, Stephen Brown, Mal Bernstein, Benito Diaz, Vanessa Dixon Briggs. Vanessa? Jose Luis Fuentes Roman, William Heerlagen. William?
No.
Joseph Kay, Pat Logan, Tony Norman.
Abstain.
I'm going to vote no. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Serene Roberts? Serene?
Serene?
Yes.
Hello?
Serene? Yes. Okay, how do you vote?
Hello?
How do you vote?
Serene, how do you vote?
No.
Nancy Sabarinara-Tomi?
Nancy votes no.
John Werner?
No.
Margie Wilkinson?
No.
Okay, so the vote is 6 no, 2 yes. The committee will not make a recommendation to that effect. And we have about 8 minutes for the next item. The next item is...
George, this is Lawrence to the staff.
Yeah, go ahead, Lawrence.
So I'd like to make a motion to extend for 15 minutes after Eastern Pacific Time, 10:45, and Pacific Standard Time, 7:45.
Okay. Is there any objection to extending for 15 minutes? Okay. Hearing none. Next item is Serene's. It's got to do with convening the, I guess it's the in-person meetings of the PND. I'm not sure whether I have got or anybody's got the actual emails from Serene. Does anyone have it?
Not me.
I will look.
I haven't got anything since about 5 days ago. Serene, you can, however, say what it is if it's not too complicated, and we can go from there. I gather no one has it.
No one got it at all?
No.
I've asked, but no one's
saying yes.
Who said yes?
924, and I sent it again as, what's my address? I'm sorry, somebody just sent it.
I'm searching my email, and I don't get it. Nor does anyone else, I gather.
Okay, so I'm going to, who's near a computer right now? I'm going to send it to one individual and see if that will work.
Okay, I'm at my computer. You can send it to me.
The Gmail is fine?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, this is more than a little bit crazy. I've been having funky email issues for the past few days. One second. It's a little much for people to understand if they're not looking at it. That's why I want to send it. And what I can do is to begin then with the second of the two motions, because that one is fairly short. You don't have to be looking at it to understand it. So I just sent. What?
I'm sorry. Okay, that's fine.
I just resent it to George, but actually, no, I'm sorry. No, the first one is very short. The first one is discussing the convening of meetings of task forces, et cetera.
Yes.
I wasn't thinking about that one when you said the first one. I was thinking about the longer one. The process by which
meetings are convened. I know Robert's Rules has its thing, but I think it is useful to actually poll all the members. If a committee is meeting for the first time, or task force or work group or whatever the case is, it's important to poll all the members to find the time that the greatest number of people would be available. And for some reason, people convening meetings have not been using that process. I mean, they may be polling their friends, but they're certainly not polling the entire body. So out of the blue, we're getting announcements of meetings at dates and times when, the task force has never met before, or the ad hoc committee. In New York, for example, we had an ad hoc committee that hadn't met in 3 years, that hadn't done anything in 3 years, that hadn't been reconstituted at the beginning of every year as the creating motion required it be, where the motion had not been reviewed annually as the motion itself required the ad hoc committee to be. And 3 years later, someone just pops up and says, oh, we're meeting on such and such a date, without any polling of the full group. I think that's problematic. I think it's bad to begin work in a manner that excludes the people you are supposed to be working with. So I don't have a motion today to present. I just wanted us to have a discussion about how, in fact, we convene committees, task forces, work groups, etc.
Okay. Well, anyone want to speak to that?
Nancy agrees.
Well, the request was for a discussion about it.
This is Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia. Good.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I guess it's just for a discussion. But unless I see what's being proposed, is it the sense that after polling you have a majority of which constitutes the quorum? Generally speaking, for most meetings you decide before the end of the meeting, and so you announce what that is with all those present, which isn't the whole committee. It's, whatever constitutes a quorum. And so that would be a question as to what, I don't know what Serene had in mind. We all acknowledge that is a problem. The question is, what is the solution?
May I answer?
Certainly, go ahead.
Okay, so if we're not talking here about a second meeting, we're not talking about a continuing meeting of a group where there might have been some preliminary discussion, and committees to that degree are less likely to make that mistake because you have a firm quorum, and therefore there's no point in scheduling a meeting if you need to have 10 people present and only 6 people have chosen the date that you had first offered. But when we're looking at task forces where there is no firm quorum, or looking at work groups where, again, you want people there, but there's no rule, there's no firm number, then you're really looking at, you're discussing the maturity of the people involved and their willingness to really include everyone.
This is Margie. I apologize. I got knocked off the call, and I called back in.
Okay, this is Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia.
So, but I'm still unclear. Are you saying that it would require all of the members of a committee before setting that first meeting to agree on a date unanimously?
I think a majority should agree, and I think there should actually be a process where people oppose. The situations that I'm talking about, there were no open polls. It was just an completely arbitrary, if you believe that, or I can't speak to the motivation, and I wouldn't even if I, felt sure. People just sort of like pluck a date out of I don't know where that suits them, and suddenly that becomes the date that they announce. There's no process, no open process that includes everyone who's signed up to that body.
to find a date or time. I mean, we have a meeting scheduled for 3 o'clock and the 3 p.m. in the middle of a work day. That certainly is not particularly friendly to our listeners for the most part.
This is Lydia again. So you're saying majority. That's all I want to get to. The argument is clear, and I think nobody's questioning that. The question is, what is your solution to, say, poll the whole committee and get a majority of them, and then you set a date, not unanimous?
Yeah, I just said majority.
Yes, that's why I'm just clarifying. Okay, that was my only question.
So, this working groups or what is the other designate task forces, where there's no set membership, where usually what happens to begin with is, I mean, for a working group, you know, designated by a committee, there's people who volunteer, and then clearly the person who is setting the meeting is responsible for contacting them and setting it up. And if they don't, they're just being derelict in what they're doing. But for a task force, which is open, really, I think of the affiliates task force, it's very broadly open to large numbers of people who can show up, you know, when there's a meeting or not, but aren't necessarily on anybody's list beforehand. So, it isn't clear to me when there is no definite membership, what you're supposed to do except to put the notice out to as many people as you think might be interested in, and, you know, do your best to come up with a date. But I can't see requiring a majority when there is no well-defined membership.
Well, that's not true. As I've seen them work within Pacifica, a task force or a work group is not bound to the same strictures as a committee. However, people indicate an interest in being part of the task force or the work group. It's not as though you have, you know, well, anybody can show up and be part of the task force. People who sign up to work on a particular project indicate their interest. So there is a number. There's not a quorum requirement in terms of the meeting, but you certainly know the population you're working with.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was mistaking what you were saying. You're talking about the very first meeting of either one of these things, and in both cases,
that's convening.
Yes, I got that, but I missed it when I spoke. So, you're right. And I think in both cases, essentially, whoever's doing the convening is, you know, responsible for calling everybody who said that they were interested, I mean, I don't know that we need anything more than that, but if you want to make one, a motion, please do.
Okay, so I gave the example of a member who actually had Otis create a list on KPFTX of which they are the only member, although there is a listserv for the committee which is several years old. And I assure you, they're not the only person on the listserv, but they're the only person on this committee roster. And then they announced a meeting, as I said, about a committee that had been essentially dead, not functioning according to its own rules for 3 years, and said, oh, we're having a meeting. And here's when we're having the meeting. I mean, it doesn't pass the legitimacy smell test, you know, in a garbage dump. So I think reasonable, mature people can come up with a practice. I can make a motion if that's what is required to make sure that we don't have this problem on a continuing basis. We have one PNB task force where someone arbitrarily chose a time that had not been the regular use for this body, and they kept on reinserting the time in spite of task force discussions about that not being a suitable time. You know, when those things happen, it's hard to convince people that you're really serious about inclusion. So people should not be able to use the boards, committees, or task forces to handle their personal gripes. So I'm going to work on a motion.
Okay, I did get your your email, and I forwarded it to the Govlist. I don't really know if Govlist is functioning, to tell you the truth.
George, I told you it's not working. I've said that several times.
Well, okay. So I see you have actually sent it to everybody with the correct email addresses. It's hard to know why it didn't go through.
Twice.
Let me see if I can just copy those lists in.
George, this is Nancy. While we're waiting for this thing to get done, can we talk about the next date? It's September 1st is the first Tuesday, and I'm just wondering if people are going to leave before Labor Day week, or will they have any quorum?
Labor Day is the following weekend.
Yeah, that's true. I just want to know if anybody's going to be at not available for September 1st.
Can I
ask the group?
Had a complete discussion we've been having before we go on to the question of whether or not to change the meeting date. That looks like it will work.
Well, I don't want to change the date, but I'm okay. I just wonder about the others.
Okay, I've just sent it to everybody on that list. I don't know why it would work for me, but not for Serene, but I have sent it.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure you didn't.
Look, Serene, do you want to actually make a motion, or do you want to move on to your next item?
We can move on to the next item while I craft the motion. The next item is the one about, not the very next one, but the third one, the very short one, about public comment.
Public comment, yeah, what's that about?
Okay, so essentially we have in the bylaws language that says, you know, we have to have an hour of public comment at in-person meetings, but when the PMB meets, it meets for multiple days, and while generally there is an accommodation for the public, I would like us to actually have something that's spelled out that's clear for everyone and not subject to change easily. So, and now my word is acting up. Okay. So I'm missing part of my first sentence there. Can someone read the first sentence to me? All I can see is whereas the specific...
Motion for special rule rate public comment at in-person meetings?
Yes.
Okay. Whereas the Pacifica bylaws in Article 6, Section 7 state that with the exception of telephone meetings, all public meetings of the board and its committees shall include public comment periods. Public comment periods at board meetings shall be not less than 1 hour, and at committee meetings not less than 1/2 hour. Be it resolved that in the case of multi-day in-person meetings, not less than 1 hour shall be interpreted to mean not less than 1 hour per day, with those who have not spoken being given priority over those who have spoken on previous days. Okay, that's clear enough. Anyone want to speak to that? Anyone object to it? Is anyone here?
Point of information.
And this is Lydia.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Point of information first. Nancy, go ahead.
Yes. So the big dramatic change is that if you've spoken already at one of those in-person PMB meetings, is that what it is? Is that what it says?
Well, there's two things involved in it. One is to say that there shall be an hour per day on a multi-day meeting, which has typically been the practice, I think. The other is to say that people who will be given priority on the second day who haven't spoken on the first day, or on the third day who haven't spoken on either the first or the second days. Is that correct, Sue? Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Did that answer your question? Okay.
Yes.
Lydia?
Thank you.
Lydia? Lydia?
Yes. I'm here. I mean, number one, I think in order for this to be compelling enough, to be binding enough, it needs to be in the bylaws. But I think it's too much to try to, with everything that goes on at the PMB meeting, and this is the first time I have chaired one in LA, and all of the things that you're trying to do to adjust the constantly changing agenda, because each item tends to take more time. And yet we allowed ample time for the listeners, I think, at this in-person meeting. But you need to have the chair and the body needs to have some flexibility. So I'm going to abstain on this motion. I think that it needs more work. And I would not favor deciding who speaks first and all of that. You don't even have to announce your name when you're at these meetings, and so I would oppose that part for sure. And in terms, and plus, the committee charged with arranging for these in-person meetings and other meetings actually too is the coordinating committee, and that's where this kind of issue should come out of as well. I don't object to us talking about it, but I won't support it. I think it's best to have a certain amount of time that is set aside for public comment. And as I said, there are other aspects that I think are more pressing about that, because, for example, and John Wenger, if you're still on the phone, you can speak to this. I think to the degree possible at the KPFK LSB anyway, and I did try to do that at the in-person PMB meeting, is that we try to have some public comment before we vote on non-procedural motions. Particularly the important motions. And I think that's far more important than the designated time per day. But an overall time frame, I think, is good, but then you have to allow for flexibility in that. So I'm actually going to vote no now that I said that last part. Thank you.
Yes, yeah. John.
Let's
see. I heard John and then a woman's voice.
And then Serene would like to motivate the motion.
Serene,
go ahead and motivate it first. That's the right way to do it.
It's fine if John wants to go ahead and speak. I can wait. I'd just like to get a turn in there.
Yeah, I'll just say this, that at KPFK, our regular listeners who attend all of our LSB meetings really do want to and do appreciate being able to speak and make their comments prior to the voting, because it does no good to speak after the voting, and so it just frustrates them no end. And so I can't generalize for sure across the world, but I'm pretty sure that it just makes sense that you'd like to get your word in before the people vote. It just is logical sense. So I really think that takes precedence over the whole thing about people haven't spoken. That's a useful thing, and that's sort of an informal thing that our board has agreed to try to do. Again, it just makes for a happier set of regular listeners. You know, you're the usual people that are always at your meetings. So those are my two comments.
We are actually out of time. If anyone want to move to extend, if not, we'll have to go directly to a vote on this motion.
I think I get to motivate my emotions.
I know that, but we are out of time, and to do anything.
Okay, I move to extend for 15 minutes, not just on this motion.
Is there any objection to extending for 15 minutes?
Yes, this is Lydia.
Okay, let me go to a vote on that then.
I move to extend for 10 minutes.
Is there any objection to extending for 10 minutes? Okay.
Yes.
What's that?
This is Lydia. I have a point of order.
Yeah.
How many people are on the call? Because that'll determine the number of votes that we have to get. It has to be the majority of the quorum established. So I think 6 votes affirmative.
So let me take a vote on Serene's first motion for 15 minutes, and that'll tell us the answer to the second question.
Okay.
Okay, let's see now. Oh, God. I'm sorry, I've lost the... the membership list. We'll be back in just a moment with it. Okay, so this is on extending time for 15 minutes. Mona, Lydia Brazon?
No.
Virginia Browning, Stephen Brown, Mal Bernstein, Benito Diaz, Vanessa Dixon Briggs, Jose Luis Fuentes Roman, William Heerwagen?
Yes.
Joseph K., Pat Logan, Tony Norman?
No.
Two no's and one yes. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Nancy Sadar-Naratomi?
Yes.
John Langer?
No.
Margie Wilkinson?
No.
George, did you vote?
No, I'm going to abstain. The motion fails actually 4-4, and we do have 9 members present, so there's no question about having enough members to vote. Would anyone like to propose a shorter time?
I did. I said 10 minutes.
Well, I know, but so Serene would like to propose 10 minutes. Is there any objection?
This is Lawrence.
Yes?
This is Lawrence. Yes. I'm sorry, did you just propose something, George?
Serene did. She said she proposed a 10-minute extension.
Okay.
Is there any objection?
What did we just vote on?
15-minute
extension.
Oh, 15. Awesome.
Is there any objection to a 10-minute extension?
Yes, I think we should go to a vote. Which requires 6 still. It still has to be a majority of the quorum established. 6 affirmative.
I guess that's right.
I have a point of information, George.
Yes.
Okay. So, yes. Excuse me?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, okay, sorry. Since I did not get a chance to speak to my motion, what is the process by which I can speak to my motion before this meeting is adjourned, should we not get 6 votes? Because I don't really understand the difficulty.
Can I get unanimous consent to give Serene an opportunity to speak to her motion?
Yes.
Any objection to giving Serene?
No.
Okay. So I hear no objection. Therefore, Serene, go ahead. You'll speak to your motion, and then we'll take a vote on it right after that.
Okay. So let me be clear that this motion was not offered on the basis of the LA meeting. which I thought was run very well, and I'm quite sure that there were periods that were far more than an hour. At least it felt that way from where I was sitting when there was public comment. So it has nothing to do with how this meeting was run. I've always been very sensitive about public comment. I've actually had a PMB chair from a previous time tell me that, no, they only had to give an hour, and we should be grateful if we got more than that. And this is said to someone who travels, you know, to travel to go to a board meeting. I said that was a little, you know, improper. So I think it's important because it is a full-day in-person meeting, and because we now have a situation where there will be far fewer meetings because we can't afford four meetings a year. We had two in 2013. We had one in 2014. We've had one so far. This is August. I don't see us having another one, which means that people are going to have the ability to speak directly to the primary governing board, if you will, with less frequency than ever. And I think that for that reason, especially, there needs to be greater accommodation of people when they come out to a meeting. And that while we have a reasonable chair this year, that has not always been the case in Pacifica, and I fear it will not be the case in years to come. So I would like to have some protection built in for the people who take time out of their schedule and their lives, either to come because it's in their home city or because they travel to get there, to actually say to the board in the 2 or 3 minutes that are allotted, you know, what it is they need to say. And on the part about not having people speak repeatedly before others have spoken, someone may be able to devote the full weekend to watching the board work. It's great fun. But someone else may only be able to come once, and they should not be prevented from speaking on that one time they could come from someone who literally will eat up every minute if they can. As has happened, sometimes you go to an LSB meeting and you have 30 minutes of public comment and there are only two people who want to speak, and they just keep alternating. We've had that happen. You know, so that's the motivation behind this motion. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to go to a vote on the motion. I'll read it from the bottom. Margie Wilkinson.
Lord, I can't. I have to abstain. I'm not ready to vote without more discussion. Sorry.
Okay. John Wanger.
Abstain.
Nancy Sabara-Narotomi. Nancy Sabara-Narotomi.
Oh, sorry. Yes. Nancy, yes.
Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes? Lawrence?
Lawrence?
Sorry, I was new. Yes.
Tony Nolan?
I'm going to abstain.
Pat Logan, Joseph K., William Heerwagen?
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes Roman, Vanessa Dixon Briggs, Benito Diaz, Mal Bernstein, Stephen Brown, Virginia Browning, Lydia Brazan?
No.
I'll abstain. Vote is 4 yes, 1 no. So the motion will be approved as a recommendation to the PMB.
No, it failed. You have to have 6. We lost.
Why do we have to have 6?
Because the bylaws say so.
I'm sorry. We have to have...
We no longer have 10 people on the call.
No longer have a quorum, so we have to have a majority of a quorum.
Which is 6.
You're right. The motion fails. Okay. That's it, folks. We're out of time.
Next date is September 1st, all okay?
That's the regular meeting, and that's the meeting at the time we'll have it.
Is everybody going to plan to be there?
What day? Tuesday? Yeah, that's fine.
Tuesday, first day? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anybody else want to make a comment before we
Only that we all try to be on time. I think this group is actually, but some folks, you know, but we all need to try to get on time. It keeps taking us too long to make
time. Right. We lose 20-25 minutes of meeting.
Exactly. Okay. Well, we could be arguing about the agenda instead. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone.
Okay.